Some news now from the world of sports, and fans of the Boston Celtics have been waiting a long time for the team to make a big splash in the free agent pool. And yesterday they dropped a cannonball in signing all-star Gordon Hayward to a four-year, $128 million deal. Hayward is a 6'8" small forward who's been with the Utah Jazz since 2010. He's gotten better each year. Last season was his breakout one. He averaged 21 points per game and led Utah to its first playoff appearance since 2012. Now, the Celtics will need to part with some players to make cap space available for Hayward's contract, and they've already pulled their qualifying offer to Kelly Olynyk, who's been a very good player off the bench for the Celtics. He now becomes an unrestricted free agent. It's also likely that another player will be needed to be moved in a trade, and none of those will be castaways. They'll be choosing from a strong core of Avery Bradley, Jay Crowder, Terry Rozier, or Marcus Smart, but Hayward is worth it. He is a true all-star who can take some of the pressure to score off Isaiah Thomas, and he was the most coveted free agent left unsigned, Hayward was. He'll also be reunited in Boston with his college coach, Brad Stevens, who had Hayward under his tutelage at Butler University when they made it all the way to the NCAA Finals against Duke in 2010. Most importantly, the move to get Hayward puts the Cleveland Cavaliers on notice that they won't be able to just roll to the Eastern Conference title as they did last season, a big move by the Celtics yesterday. To Major League Baseball, and the longest current winning streak in the major leagues belongs to the Boston Red Sox, winners of six in a row now after an 11-4 drubbing of the Rangers in Texas on the 4th of July. The Red Sox are in that kind of zone right now where one player comes up especially big in a game, but it's a different player each night. So they're not depending on any one contributor, and that is a recipe for success. Back in Toronto, it was Mookie Betts driving in eight runs with a two-homer night. In Game 1 of the Texas series, Dustin Pedroia made the highlight reel with his four RBIs and sparkling defense in a key moment of the game. And last night, it was Andrew Benintendi. It was his show. The rookie went 5-for-5 at the plate, including two home runs, one to left, one to right, and he made a fantastic leaping catch at the padded wall in left field to rob Mike Napoli of extra bases. The offense has been relentless of late. They had 19 hits last night following their 21-hit barrage in Toronto. Perhaps best of all last night was the performance on the hill by David Price, who went six innings without giving up a run and struck out nine. He looked much more like the pitcher the Red Sox paid a hefty price for, pun very much intended, when they signed him to a $200 million deal. Boston goes for what would be a season sweep of the Rangers tonight, with the newly acquired Doug Fister getting the start as he hopes to pick up a win as a starter before most likely heading to the bullpen once Eduardo Rodriguez returns from the disabled list. Now, the win for Boston also pads their lead in the American League East to four games over the New York Yankees, who lost 4-1 to the Toronto Blue Jays at the stadium last night. C.C. Sabathia was making his first start since going on the DL a couple of weeks ago with a strained hamstring, and he retired the first eight batters he faced before losing his mojo in the third inning when the Blue Jays scored all the runs they would need in support of J.A. Happ, who got the win. Sabathia walked three batters in the inning and was pulled after a two-run single by Kendrys Morales made it 4-0 Toronto. Happ, meanwhile, gave up just four hits over six innings, the only real mistake being a home run given up to Aaron Judge, who hits a lot of them. Judge now has 28 home runs on the year to lead the major leagues. But the Yankees as a team are still mired in a rough patch. They've lost 15 of their last 21 games. Michael Pineda gets the start tonight in the series finale against Toronto, and they will counter with Marco Estrada. The New York Mets fire sale will likely get started after the All-Star break, but for now it's just a matter of tracking the losses heading into the mid-season pause. The latest was an 11-4 loss to the Washington Nationals, and adding insult to injury, another big game for Daniel Murphy, who always seems to put the hurt on his old team. The second baseman drove in five runs on four hits last night to give plenty of run support to Joe Ross, who got the win for Washington. Seth Lugo gave up six runs over five innings in the loss for the Mets, who got what amounted to meaningless solo home runs from Jay Bruce, Jose Reyes, and Rene Rivera. Bruce may disagree with me that it was a meaningless home run. It was his 21st of the year. He continues to have a good year offensively for the struggling Mets. The Vermont Lake Monsters are hitting their stride now, winners of four of their last five games after a 5-4 win over the Connecticut Tigers last night. Big night for Kevin Morrell, who went 3-for-4 at the plate with two doubles and an RBI in the win for the Lake Monsters. In the NECBL, the Upper Valley Nighthawks have been cutting a swath through most of the league this season, but have now suffered back-to-back losses, including a 14-5 walloping last night at the hands of the Keene Swamp Bats. The Vermont Mountaineers were off yesterday. They host the New Bedford Bay Sox at Recreational Field tonight. At Wimbledon, the number one ranked men's player Andy Murray is in action later this morning. Some big names in action today on the women's side include Simona Halep in second round action and Venus Williams, who's playing a third round match today. At the Tour de France, a former world champion cyclist has been disqualified from the race, but not for any illegal doping. Peter Sagan was disqualified for causing a serious crash during a sprint finish on Tuesday, a crash that left one rider needing treatment for injuries that eventually forced his withdrawal from the world's most grueling bicycle competition.